Okay, today's Daf Kuf Men. We're on Daf Kuf Men, third line from the top. We've been discussing the various rights of boys and girls that inherit from an estate. So the simple Mishnah said that if someone dies and leaves over boys and girls, if there's a lot, if the guy was very wealthy, he left over a lot. The girls get supported, the boys get the Yerusha. If there's not a lot, the guy was not wealthy, the girls get supported, the girls always get supported, and the boy has to go begging. I mean, girls beg, it's not what brothers and sisters all do. The boys have to go. That's the story. Okay? Now the Gemara says as follows. Pshita. It's Pashat. That Merubin, the guy was very, very wealthy, and then Vinismatu, then the estate went down in value. The Rosh Pam says either the estate went down in value, or the price of everything shot up. So now, not so much to go around. Says the Gemara, Kvarzachu ben Yarshim. The Yarshim already got what they're supposed to get. In other words, the Yarshim already were pledged. The Yarshim were already pledged because we thought there was a lot in this estate. Turns out we made a mistake. Doesn't make a difference. Look at the Rashbam. Kvarzachu ben Yarshim. You see it? B'shas misas avihen. At the time of the father's death. The Karina Bahu Nechasim Merubim. At that point, it was Nechasim Merubim. The Ikhu Habanos Chelkan Hamagim Kefi Shuma Shalshas Mitzas Avien. The girls get support either till they're 1 year, like some held, or till they get married, whatever it is. The Abanim Yerushu Chelkam Shayim Magim also Shah. The boys get what they're supposed to get. The Chal Masha Chasru and Nechasim Chasru Lubanos Ulubanim Lakal Echa Kefi Chelkah Royalo. Now that there's a mistake, or there's a depression all of a sudden now, and not the dollar doesn't go as far, they reduce their portion proportionally. So the Rosh Pam just said, right? So they explain. Let's say he left over $10 million. So $1 million went to the girls. $9 million was a Yerusha, right? $1 million is enough for them to eat. They don't get Yerusha. What do they get to live? $1 million is enough on one girl. She gets $1 million. The Yerusha was $9 million. Now there's a 10% depression. So she takes off 100,000, and they take off 900,000. Right? It's unfair. Why? Because they got it already. Had they never gotten it, this never would be the halacha. But they got it already. They have a claim on it. You can't just take it away. Back to the Gemara. The other way around, what about the other way around? What about Muatin? What about if it was a very small estate, and then Vinis Rabim? Somehow, all of a sudden became big. So now the boys never got a Yerusha. Why? There was never enough to go around. Now what? So, my. Birshus Yorshin Kaimi. Do we keep everything status quo? Hilkach, therefore, Birshus Yorshin Shavuach. I'm sorry. Do we say, well, let's try to find a way to get these boys anything? So now that the estate went up, who benefits from this? The boys. Now they can get a Yerusha. Before they weren't getting a Yerusha. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Saluki Misalki Yarshim Mehacha. The Yarshim are removed from this. In other words, they removed, they stay removed. So it's like in the other way. They got, they stay gotten. Right? So do over here. They didn't get, they didn't ever get. It's a big windfall somehow. Doesn't make a difference. So Tashma, Tamar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Yisom and Shekadmu. Listen to this. Yisom and Shekadmu. Umachmu b'nechsehen. Muatin. Let's say it's a very small estate. Very small estate. Not that much to go around. The guy was not a wealthy man. He left over. What happens? Allah is, it goes to the girls. Why? They get supported. The boys have to go. The boys right away ran ahead and sold everything. Right? Yisom shekadmu, umachru b'nechsehen muatin. They sold it. Says the Gemara, masha machru machru. What they sold, they sold. They shouldn't have done that, but they had the right to do it. The Rashbam says that... Where is it? It's the Rashbam. The three Rashbams after that. Yisomim shekadmu, right? Kadum hamaamidum benoz badin. Before we had a bezdin. Before the bezdin went ahead and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. There's not a big estate over here, so the girls are going to get supported, and you guys got to go knocking on doors. Before we came to that, umachru, they sold it. Afilu chasim minuatim, even a very small amount, but they sold it. Ma shemachru machru. What they sold, they sold. The ein motzi'in l'mazon l'isha v'abonos minachasim mishubadim. We can't go now to those people, those purchasers, and say, I'm sorry, you got to give it back because we have girls to support. We don't say that. V'kolshkein minachasim ru. We don't say that ever. Kedar v'ktuvas ha'achem sha'avdu motzi'in l'parnasa v'ein motzi'in l'mazonos. Right? Shamina. Kivan she'im machru mechiras and mechira. Had they sold it, it's a valid sale. The justice of that we're not discussing. But had they done it, it's a valid sale. What do you see from that? What do you see from that? You see from that, yesh lahen tfisas yad binachasim. They have some kind of hand, they have some kind of bialis over the estate. What bialis do they have? That if they sold it without permission, it's a valid sale. I can't sell your things. If I sell your stereo, that's not a sale. I don't own your things. But so you could say the same thing over here, but they don't own this. It's going to the girls. No, it's a valid sale. What do you see from that? Then this rabu, so too, if the estate went up, yesh lahem chelek behen, v'zechus behen omedes, they do get the extra value, the extra increase in the estate, just like they have a certain kind of right, so too, they would get more money in the estate if it did go up. This big gigantic tosis over here discusses, interesting, the Rashbam said that it's only true, this whole halacha is only true if it was sold before there was a hamadas hadin. In other words, before Bezdin had a chance to even look at this case, the brothers went ahead and sold it. What if the girls already got it? Now the brothers come ahead and sell it. So you all say these of us, for sure no good. No, you don't have a right to do that. Tosfos says, no, even then they have a right to do it. They don't have a right to do it. They don't have a right to do it. If they did it, it's valid. That's what we're saying. That's wild. He proves it from a gemara. I looked it up. It wasn't easy for me to figure that out. That's what he says. He says that even if they sold it, even if Bezdin already apportioned it to them, and they went ahead and sold it somehow, they went on vacation, why are they gone, they come back, where is everything? No, we sold it. Even then they were allowed it. Why? This bias that they have is pretty strong. Right? Okay. Next. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Kamed Rabbi Avu, the Kamboy Mine, listen to this, okay, now, we've all been discussing boys and girls, but there's another person who also has a claim in the estate. That's the wife. Now, she, the halacha is, she gets what's called a ksuva. Till that ksuva is paid, she's allowed to get supported. Not just allowed, she has to get supported. So the estate will support her until either one of two things happen. One of three, either she dies, or she gets remarried, or they pay the ksuva. So now that she's getting food, does that support go into the cheshbon of whether or not we have a big estate or a small estate? She's getting paid X number of, she's eating X dials per year. Should that be, so the Bezdin sitting there with a calculator, and they're going to decide, well, what kind of estate is this? It's not clearly, the guy was not a gazillionaire. That's for sure not true. He wasn't a pauper either. He's like right in the middle over there. Right? So what is this estate? Are the brothers going to have to go begging, or is it going to be a Yerusha over here? So they start adding everything up. Do they subtract the money that goes to the wife, the almana? So on the first blush, you should say, well, why not? No, it's clear that yes. Why? She's reducing. But the question is, we don't know how long this is going to last. She can get married. She can demand the ksuva. So we have no idea how long this can last. So maybe not. Maybe she'll die. What about a guy who, we're going to ask this now, what about a guy who they owe money to, the father owed money? So the Bachov, does that debt reduce the size of the estate? So, well, what's the shailah? Sure, of course it should, right? That debt, the father owed, so the father died. The estate has to pay it. Someone's paying that debt, right? So those are the shailahs the Gemara is going to ask now. So Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamed Rabbi Avov Kabay Minei Almanasa. What about the Almana? Mahu Shetemayit Binachasim. Does an Almana be? Is an Almana Mamayit the Nachasim? Mi Amrinan. Do we say Kivon the Isla Mizoni? Since she gets supported, Mamayta. Of course, a Mamayit. What's the Shaila? Odilma, maybe no. Kivon the Ilu Menaspa. Let's say she gets married. Lesle. There'll be no Lesla. There's nothing more. It's over. Most people, unless she's really, really elderly, most people would try as best as they can to get remarried. They don't want to stay alone. Try to get remarried. Husband died, so they'll try. So how long? It's okay, so for a year or two till she gets back on her feet. So the, right? So she'll try. So why should we put this into cheshbon? It's a temporary expense.
One second. The ksuba still hasn't been paid out.
Oh, so what's the answer?
So technically she's from Bahor.
Right.
Regardless of what happens.
So the ksuba is for sure deducted.
Okay.
Because it has to be paid.
But if they're not paying ksuba yet,
right?
It means either A, they can't afford to. Which right. means that she's going to just keep taking until...
Ah, so you're touching on something that the Ritva says, which is...
Something practical.
But she says, you know what? I'm not getting remarried. I don't like men. I don't want to get remarried. I had enough. Why? I'll just stay here forever. They're supporting me forever. Can the brothers ever wake up and say, let's not even their mother, maybe. Can the brothers ever wake up and say, what's going on here? What is she doing? She's sitting here... If ever, and we have to support her, let's just pay that ksuva. Let her go on her merry way. Are you allowed to pay a ksuva when it's not demanded? In other words, she says, I don't want a ksuva. If I get a ksuva, I get a lump sum. It's a nice chunk change, a nice chunk, and that's it, I'm on my own.
The father's second wife, she's 18 years old.
Right, so if I get a ksuva, I'm on my own. If I don't get a ksuva, I can live here forever. They have to support me. I'll stay here. Can the brother say, this is madness. Here's the ksuva, lady. Have a nice life. Can they say that? It's a machlokas in ksuvas.
Why?
What?
Why?
Believe it or not.
Isn't she a balchov?
What?
But
she's a balchov, but she also
there's
a takanas derabanan that she can get support until that balchov is paid. Pardon, you don't have to fight another balchov, only by a wife.
We're all agreeing on that. We're arguing the point. Why wouldn't they be able to pay her off immediately?
I know. So there's a machlokas in ksuvas between the Anshe Yehuda of the Galil and the Anshe Yerushalayim. And the Anshe Galil. There was a machlokas. Whether or not the family, the estate, can say, we're paying your ksuva, even though she didn't demand it.
Maybe at that time they don't have the cash.
No,
the amount.
Now they want
to pay it all.
Right,
so if she's a normal person, and she wants to resume her life, she's not going to do this.
Right.
Because she doesn't want to be stuck there for forever. She wants to get remarried. But you have people, they don't want, they're not interested. It's a free world. I don't want to get remarried. I'll stay here. So I don't get the ksuva. In the meantime, I have room and board. What more do I need? They're taking care of me. They're forced to take care of me. No. It's a separate thing. Exactly. So can they say, you know what? We don't want to do this. We'll pay the ksuva. It's a lie at one shot. Yeah, but then she's on her own. So believe it or not, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Ritva said, you see from here, says the Ritva, they can't do it.
They can't force
her to take the ksuva. So the Ritva says. That must be how, I guess the Gemara there, I didn't look it up, I guess the Gemara there in ksuva doesn't have a plaque. So how do we, so the Ritva says, you see for me, you can't do it. Obviously you can't do it. It's unbelievable. They can't force her. Right? He says, umikach she'en ha-Gemara kan kosebes es hatam betar ha-safek shalmona lo tamait. Since we don't say that, mishum shebi'ana yarshim liting los ha-ksuvasa, the Yashim have no right to give her the ksuva. Elosha Gemara omedes kivon she'ilu tinase lo tamait. Right? Nirosha alacha kacha galil. If you pass on the ancha galil, that what? That you can't force her. You can't force her. Therefore, she can stay there forever. Now, okay. Now, the Rashbam just points out something which we know is true, that whether or not the wife is considered a, whatever the status of the wife is, the girls never lose. The girls are always get supported. It's only the boys that get the short end of the stick. Right? The girls are getting supported regardless. Whether or not you deduct it from her or not, only the boys get affected. The question is, do the boys get a Yerusha or not? So this is the kind of a state where there's just barely, might not be enough. Only the boys get affected by this decision. The girls are getting supported regardless. Right? Okay. So,
Until they get married,
right. Tosfos is going to ask that question. What's the difference between not paying the wife, but paying the daughters? What's the difference? You'll see in a minute. I thought that's what you were asking. That's where you were headed. Okay. Anyway, so, Hashtanami Lesle. Even though what? Even though She will take money and she'll be supported for a few years. It's still not going to reduce the estate. Why not? Because it probably might not last forever. She might die. She might get married. You know, she might demand her ksuva. So, because all these possibilities might happen, right? All these possibilities might happen. Therefore, what? Therefore, she shouldn't deduct the estate.
See, in other words, because it is an average estate,
right?
The sons will never see the Yerusha until everybody's out of the house.
Right. No, what do you mean? An average estate, yes. An average estate, right? The guy's a millionaire. He left his $10 million. They're gonna get Irish.
An average estate,
right? Might not happen.
See anything until the wife's out and the kids are out.
Right.
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 Once
she remarries,
it stops. No, but it says she gets a ksuva at that point.
No, maybe not. Yeah, but the ksuva has been set aside. The ksuva has been set aside. It's been set aside. It's been set aside. The ksuva money's been set aside. The question is, she has the right to forego the ksuva and get supported instead. But she has the right to do that.
It's not taken from that.
No, it's a different. Right. It's not, the ksuva, I would imagine, reduces it because that's a va- it's no different than any chov. We're going to have a bit of a chov. A bachov also reduces it. However, it's one difference, because if a bachov, let's say bachov, the father owed the guy $1 million. So the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, does the estate get reduced then by $1 million? What's the shaila? The shaila is, well, right now we're not asking for it. What if that bachov dies? They still owe the kids $1 million. Here, they don't owe anybody. If the woman dies, they don't owe anybody any money. That's the difference in favor of the estate. If she dies, it's over. By a bachov, it never ends. You'll pay the great-grandchildren. It doesn't end. Right?
So the kids are
they're not playing the game. They want to get rid of her. They want to pay her off. She's the other way around. She gets supported. It could go for 50 more years. She's a young girl, right? But by a bachov, it never ends. But the Gemara's going to still say, ask by a bachov now.
In one case with a different marriage, you can't claim the ksuba what if she dies.
So what?
Her kids...
Right, exactly. It's only for her, exactly. We had a Gemara, she could tell it. She could tell it to a speculator. That we had. No. That's
what
it. It's a windfall. It goes to the estate.
Yeah, well, she has no...
No one yarshins that.
It goes in.
She loses it. She, her children, her father, they all lose it. Why? She never took it. Now, Vimtim Saloma Kivin de Illuminaspa Lesley. Let's say you want to tell me that it doesn't do anything. It doesn't ruin the estate. It doesn't. What about this one? Hashtanami Lesley. So it shouldn't go. Okay, fine. Basht ishto mahu. What about a woman gets married, but she has a daughter from a previous marriage, and she doesn't want that daughter to be a beggar, so she makes a deal with her husband. The husband says, "Don't worry, they put it in the ksuva, or it's a special agreement. I promise to take care of that girl for 5 years, even if she gets married in those 5 years. She's 19 years old. She's a kalameil. Even if she gets married in those 5 years, I'm still going to support her for 5 years. 5 years, whether anything happens to this girl, I'll take care of her for 5 years. 2 weeks later, the husband dies." Now he promised to pay for 5 years. Does that 5-year payment reduce the amount of the debt? The amount of the estate? So what's the... It's a chov, but if she dies, there is no more chov. In other words, it's not like a bachov. If the girl dies. It's not like a bachov. Bachov, he could die, it'll go on forever. Until Mashiach comes, you're paying that debt. Not this, it's only to her. If she dies, you don't pay her mother. You don't pay her husband. That's it, it's over. It's only for her. Right? So mahu shemitamayit menachasim? Is that mamayit menachasim? Mi amrinan? Do we say kivin dechinaspa nami isla? Even if she gets married, it's still reducing. Why? He promised to pay for 5 years, whether she's married or not. Makes no difference. Umemayta, and it should reduce. Although maybe no, kivin de ilumesa, she might die. Lesla doesn't apply. Shouldn't reduce. Why? It's only a temporary thing. Maybe she's going to die. Vlamata, and it shouldn't reduce. V'emtim to lomar. And if you want to tell me, kivin de'ilu mesa, less law, that if she dies, you don't have to pay. V'lamamata, and therefore it's not going to reduce. What about a balchov? Balchov mahu. She might b'nechasim? Does it might b'nechasim? Me and Rina, do we say, kivin de'chimayis, nami isla, let islay, even if this balchov dies? That debt doesn't go away.
Because,
not a gear, what do you mean? I borrowed $1 million from you.
Yeah, he died.
I owe you $1 million.
He died, he has no kids.
So then I think the Kahanim can claim it. Yeah. It doesn't go away. It's not going away. The only way it can go away is if the case with the daughter. I made a deal only for her. I promised to support her for 5 years. I didn't promise to support her husband or her who else. Only her. But if I owe a guy $1 million, I borrowed money from a guy, that's never going to go away. Oh, Dilma, listen to this. Kivit the Mechus and Gavina, but it's not collected right now. So then, therefore, Lomamayit, it shouldn't reduce. Okay? Now look at this. Look at the bottom Tosfos. We'll do a little bit of it. Right? So what did we say? We said that if the Almana gets married, no more payments for support. She got married. Right?
Yeah.
No more payments for support. The mother got married, no more payments for support. Right? Look at Tosfos. Tamalari, ha'ech to'olomer. How could we make such a drastic mistake to think, king, for habas nami? Same thing with a daughter. Imanaspa lesla. The daughter also. The payments stop when she gets married. Kiditnan, like we said, mizona mistaznan, we support her, ad she talachon leguvrin, until she gets married.
So which case is he asking?
What? He's saying, why is it that when it comes to an almana, we say, we're not reducing the estate, because maybe she'll get married. Why don't we say anything about a daughter? Let's not reduce the money we're giving her, because maybe she'll get married.
No.
The guy's own daughter. The guy's own daughter. You hear the question? What happened? The father dies. Now, with all this money, what do we do with this money? Where's the cheshbon out? The girls get supported. The boys are going to get a Yerusha. What about the wife? No, the wife we're not going to cheshbon in because maybe she'll get married. So the daughter's also maybe they'll get married. That's what Tosfos is asking. The daughter's also going to get married. Also, they're not going to stay single forever. Hopefully, they'll get married. Baruch Mitzvah Hashem, they'll get married. Right? They'll get married, so then the state should also not be reduced. If we're not reducing it for the one mother, we shouldn't reduce it for the girls either. It's not going to go on forever. So she'll get married. Right? That which we said by the Balchov, the Mechusar Gavina, right now it's not being collected. Basnami, Mechusar Gavina, it's not being collected. Why? She'll get married. The E, Mesa, Nami Lesla. And if she dies, there's also no thing to pay. No one to pay if she dies. Kamo bas ishto, just like a stepdaughter. You don't pay that if she dies. V'od, iba almana shayach nechasim muatim. If she is shayach to this, mashir, yehei. What kind of shir is this? How long is this going to last? Tosfos is already bothered by the Ritva's issue. Bishlom babanos. I understand by the girls. Yeshir laman darmachi bagru. How long will it last? Till they get married, till they get older, a year. Abba balmana, lo shayach bagrus. Nothing a bagrus, she's already a bugeris. She's a widow. The ad masayin achasim muatim. How long is this going to go on? You hear his questions? Good questions, no? Benira lefarish, here's the answer. Devadai, for sure, it ain't kan, listen to this, listen to what he says. Devadai, for sure, it ain't kan ela almana etzel habanim. Let's say there's no girls, only boys and an almana. There is no support. Nothing to support. No girls. The boys get everything, but there's an almana. Then, shnehem shavim bin achasim. It's a divided 50-50. V'chein, it ain kan el almana ubanos. What if there are no boys? There's only girls. No girls. No boys, only girls. And the almana. Not forget her. Ubanos, I'm sorry. V'chein, it ain kan el almana ubanos. Dulo tiknu nechasim mu'atim. This whole takana of the chasim mu'atim, ella lebanos. It's only for girls. Shehein yotze yurecho, because they are the descendants of the mace. The hein banos yerusha b'makom shehein banim. They will get a yerusha when there is no boys. Af agaf, even though the mechusra gavaina, even though right now they're not collecting and they're not going to really be getting anything, the menaspa, and if they get married, lesla, they don't get anything. However, having said all that, girls have a vested interest to support these girls. Aval almana, but almana, etel habanim, oh etel habanos. If there's an almana in the picture, lo rotzeh chacham l'sakin din nechasim muatim etel almana. They're not making a special din over here that the almana also gets nechasim muatim. Shlo rotzeh lakor din yerushim in habanim etel almana. We don't want to change the dinim of almana. We don't want to change the dinim of yerusha for an almana. The hashtami boyle. Now we understand what the Gemara's question was. Here's the Gemara's question. Kishyesh banim ubanos. When you have boys and girls. Shiyesh kvar din nechasim muatim. Bishvil habanos. We already have this din in place. In miata nami almana, do we also now throw it in for the almana? In other words, the only time this is a shayla is if it's boys and girls. If there's boys, of course she gets something, she has to eat. If there's girls also. The only question was, when there's boys and girls. Why? Because there's boys and girls, we only have a takana for the nechasim muatim for girls. Why? We don't want them to go hungry. That's not kedai for b'nos Yisrael to go begging. If there's boys and no girls, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? That's how Tosfos answers the question. It makes sense. In other words, this whole question of whether the Almana reduces the estates only if there's boys and girls, when we're already coming on to the takana of Nechasim Muatim, to save girls. Once we're doing it for the girls, do we throw the Almana into the picture? If there is no girls, or no boys, hopefully it doesn't get off the ground. Then there'd be no shayla. She's entitled to something. What exactly she's entitled to, I don't know. The only shayla was when there's boys and girls, I'm going to have to come on to this whole heter of this whole kula of Nechasim Muatim. Okay? Now, the ikka deboila l'idach kisa. There are others that had the questions. We had three questions. We had an almana, a bachov, and a stepdaughter. Now, we asked them one building on the other. First, what about an almana? All right, you don't want to tell me an almana. What about a stepdaughter? And what about a bachov? Now we're going to ask the same three questions in the reverse order. Okay? Bachov, you have a bachov, right? A bachov. Mahu shetemai b'nechasim. Does a bachov reduce the nechasim? Basishto. What about a stepdaughter? Ma'ash et ma'ay p'nechasim. Al-Manasa, what about an almana? Ma'ash et ma'ay p'nechasim. Okay? Those are the three questions asked in different order. Now, one more question. Al-Manasa u'bas. You have an almana and a bas. Eze mehem kodemes. Which one comes first? Tosfos already said, don't ask me that I just gave you a whole pshat when there's only girls. There's not what this case is. Don't ask me that kasha, it's not a kasha. Don't ask me. Right, only when there's girls, not the Gemara asks that exact question. It's only a girl and the almana. What's the story? So who gets first? Amalei zila idna v'talamacha. Go home today, come back tomorrow. I don't know. Right, in America, you're not allowed to ever say I don't know. You ask the president the question. That's a good question. Let me think about it. I'll tell you tomorrow. Can you imagine if someone did that? Could you imagine if the president did that? He's not allowed to think things over. He has to have an answer to everything on the spot. Who else in the world has to have an answer on the spot? It's not fair. Now in England, they do that. They ask the question, so I'll tell you tomorrow. Let me think it over. Right away, they have to answer to everything under the sun. Right? Why is that? Think about that. The guy's not allowed to think things out over. He has to have everything already thought of. Everything. Some reporter asks the question, oh, I have to have thought of that? Then they wonder why they double talk. Right? So I said, well, let me think it over. Come back tomorrow. I'll give you an answer. They never asked the shayla. The guy says, you don't have to think about it. Call me back in 2 hours. I'll go look it up. Everything he has to have on his fingertips? To be reasonable. Right? So, Kiyasa came back tomorrow. Amalei, Pashat Mihas Chada. He asked me all these questions. One I could answer for you. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Asi, Asu Almana Eitzel Habas, Kibas Eitzel Ha'achim, B'nechasim Watim. An Almana with a daughter is just like a daughter with sons. Ma Bas Eitzel Achim. Just like a daughter. A daughter among brothers. Habas nizonas. The daughter gets supported for achin yishalab sachim, and the brothers have to go knocking on doors. So too over here, af almana eitzel habas. So too over here. Listen to this. Almana nizonas. The almana gets the support. Habas yishalab sachim, and the daughter has to go begging. Now, why is that fit? Well, someone's got to go begging, right? So why should it be the daughter over the almana? I don't know. Right?
Less
a bazillion. Yeah. Okay. Next. Admon Omar, Bishvil Shani Zachar of Sadati. Right, Admon said, I understand, because I'm a Zachar, I lose out. What did he say? If there's a big estate, the boys get Yerusha. And if there's not a big estate, the boys have to go begging. Says Admon, well, because I'm a Zachar, I lose? So.
Can he complain when there's a huge Yerusha? He doesn't complain.
Maika Omar. What did Admon mean by that? Omar Baya, Abayis Hachikam. Here's what he meant to say. Bishvil Shani Zachar. Right? Because I'm a male. V'roi ani, asak v'torah. And I learned Torah. Hifsadati, I shall lose? So I'm going to lay Rav. What kind of answer is that? El miata, man da asak v'torah, hu di yaris, lo asak v'torah, lo yaris? Well, you have two brothers. One learns Torah, one doesn't learn Torah. So the one wants Torah should be Arshin, and the other one Torah shouldn't be Arshin? It doesn't say that anywhere. Kind of rules that. El Amar Rabba, no, Hachik Amar. B'shvol Shani Zachar. Because I'm a Zachar. V'roi Ani Liyoresh. And B'nechasim Merubin. And I'm normally on the Arshin. I'm the Yoresh. I'm the boy. So Hafsadati B'nechasim Bewatim. Just because it's a small estate I lose now? That's what Admon was tiny. Nothing to do with learning Torah. Just because I'm a small estate. So Tosfos says tomorrow, it's very interesting that, the whole Amud Aleph is all about learning Torah, boys, girls. So the Gemara is going to say over there, look at Tosfos, look at the Bantan Tosfos. Af al pi. So I'm going to let come on. We're going to say tomorrow, the mitzvah laws on Es HaBonos, that it's a mitzvah to support girls. For Kal V'chomer HaBonim, Ha'osing B'Raisa, and for sure it's a mitzvah to support sons, they're learning Torah. So Abaye Attack is right. Says Tosfos, no. Hainel in mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. Aval in Yerut, the Idina, in the Chalik Panoski, B'Raisa, the Lavoski. You want to get a special zechus, so if you have, if it's all things being equal, it's a bigger mitzvah to support people that learn Torah than to support people that don't learn Torah. That's a bigger mitzvah, right? If you can give your check to these different things, so the guys that learn Torah, maybe they get kedima. That's what we're going to say tomorrow. But regarding dinam of Yerusha, it makes no difference. No hierarchy like that, right? Regarding tzedakah, maybe there's such a hierarchy. But regarding mitzvahs, regarding the dinam, it's no difference. Okay? Next. Okay, here we go. Ready? Hiniach banim ubanos v'tumtum. You left over sons, daughters, and a tumtum. What's a tumtum? A tumtum is either a son or a daughter. We don't know. Someone knows. In science, they know. We don't know. Okay, that's different than an androgynous person, an androgynous, who is both, who's simonim of both. Here, it's one, we just don't know. It's hidden, right? Ot comes from the word otum. Rashbam says otum means it's closed up. So bizman shana chasim merubim. When the nechasim are a lot, has the zecharim dochen also eats on the cables. The zecharim push them off to the girls and say, "You want to get yarshin? This $100 million from our very, very, very wealthy father. You want to get a chelik? Hamotzi mechaver olavaraya. You prove you're a boy. No problem. You can't prove it, so go get supported by the girls, like a girl. Yeah, won't starve." The machlokas is actually if the girls can push him off also. That's a machlokas. Some say that he gets nothing, this guy, this tumtum, because the girls say the same thing. Why should we split the food with you? So that's a machlokas. Nechasim muatim, if it's very little support, nekevos dochotos leitel zacharim. You want to sit over here and not have to go begging door to door? Hamotzi mechaver olavaraya. Prove you're a girl, just come join us. Otherwise, go begging with them. Right? Now, what's the way that he can't go begging? He can go begging. They can't stop him from going to beg. Right? So that they push him off to the boys, and he has to go beg. The first case, they can push him off also. So we're not even splitting anything with you. Here, what, you can't come door to door with us.
He might do well without begging. He's a very pathetic person.
He's a very pathetic, but very unusual person.
This guy doesn't have enough aggravation in his life.
Where do you find that?
What do you mean?
A lot of money.
This is the estate. This is Hilchas Yerusha. This is the nitty gritty of Hilchas Yerusha.
Well, what's a lot and what's a little?
First of all, this all came up, by the way. It's all as a.
Why didn't they just divide him in two and get half of him get.
Interesting.
Like a boy and half of him like a girl?
No, because we don't hold like that. We don't hold like Bama Mutal Safik is Chalkin.
But he's not half and half, that's the point.
Right, he's also not half, he's right. No, but it's a Safik. It's a Safik. No, but it's a Safik. Right. By the way, all these halachas are all came up in Ksuvas about having a large state and a small state. All came up in Ksuvas. Yeah, which is why all these Gemaras are referencing Ksuvas.
And what's a lot, what's a little?
The Gemara talks about that. We had that already, right?
Yeah.
We had that already. Being able to support for a year. We said it. We support it for a year. Okay. Ha'omer, if a guy says. All right. We have 4 minutes. Come on. Ha'omer, if a guy says, in Talit Ishti Zachar, Yitol mana. If I have a boy, I'm going to give the boy a mana. Yitol zachar, yoldo zachar, yitol mana. If he gets a boy, gets a mana. Right? Tomorrow the Gemara is going to discuss, but wait a minute, this boy is a davar shelo b'olam. So the Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. Or Sunday. Nekeva, if he said I have a nekeva, masayim. I'm going to give 200. Yolda Nekeva, or tell us Messiah. If he has a Nekeva, you get 200. Of course, the Gemara, why does the girl get more? Is the girl better? That leads into the whole discussion tomorrow about boys and girls. Listen to this. Im Zachar Mana, Im Nekeva Messiah. If I say, I have a boy 100 and a girl 200. V'yalda zacha unikeva, and I have a boy according to the Rashbam or a girl. Zachar no talmana, nikeva no talas masayim. What? It's the exact same case. So the Rashbam says, for some strange reason, no. He meant to say, but not if I have twins. If I have twins, I'm not giving anything. Why? So we're going to take tomorrow very interesting reasons. Either because maybe there's a lot of tsar for the wife, especially in those days, she just gave birth to twins. Maybe it was very unhealthy. He's being tovu meitiv. Right, I'm so excited having children. I'm donating money. I'm not donating money. My wife is touch and go. She just gave birth to twins. I'm not all of a sudden being such a big shot when she has twins. That's what he meant. That's according to Rashbam. That it could be Rashbam has a line of Hashem Eloha Yechefet to be lead to umim. Maybe he doesn't want twins. So we're going to say tomorrow, why wouldn't somebody want twins? It's a bigger bracha. The answer is the wife's not couldn't handle it. I forgot already. There's other reasons why a guy wouldn't want twins. So he's saying this to exclude a case of twins. Twins, I'm not giving anything. Yalda tumtum, here's a tumtum, ain't an hotel, nothing, right? Im amar, but if he says kol mashtel rishti, whatever comes out of my wife, whatever she has, right? Yitol, he does get. He's still a human being. Hareza yitol, he does take. V'imein sham yoresh elohu, if there's no yoresh other than him, then yoresh has a kol. He does talk yarshin. Now, okay. You know what? We'll stop here because it's already minutes.
He's missing Yerusha and presence, right?
Yes, he's missing Yerusha and presence. Exactly. We're starting a new topic about the presence. And that'll lead us into tomorrow about the main discussion is, how could you give a present to somebody who's not in the world? The bottom line is, we're going to say that when it comes to your son, it's different. You have a connection to your son. So even though it's davar shelo olam, it wouldn't work for someone else. Oh, that if my cousin has a son, that's not your son. That would never work. There'd be no claim. Why? Because you only have this type of relationship with your son or your daughter. You're someone who's coming at it. Someone, you're the father. So then, even though we'll say, well, you know what? We'll give it over. Guys being machne, full kinyas das, just for some neighbor who's had a difficult time having kids, also they're pregnant, and he makes a statement like that, it would not work. Why? Davar shelo olam. Okay, that's the bottom line that we're gonna come up with tomorrow and Sunday. So in the meantime, we'll stop over here and everybody have a good Shabbos.
Even though she's pregnant,
right. Not considered, no. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.